Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the weather is pleasant. Tel Aviv is enjoying clear skies. Jerusalem has a gentle breeze. In Haifa, the night remains warm. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, Trump's top Gaza official warns Israeli strikes could derail ceasefire and Hamas disarmament, according to Ynet. Also, earlier this hour, Iran says the U.S. must fully accept its terms before the Strait of Hormuz can reopen under a new agreement, reports the Jerusalem Post. Also this hour, Prime Minister Netanyahu, at an event in Judea and Samaria, declared that the land will remain ours, as covered by JNS. Separately, the sister of pro-Israel stalwart Lindsey Graham has secured the GOP Senate nomination, crediting Trump for her victory, as reported by JTA. And finally, from earlier today, Axios reports that Syria and Israel are moving to defuse tensions after an airbase bombing. Here's what people are saying online. Open-source intelligence analyst OSINT613 posted earlier today that the Iranian Foreign Ministry argues U.S. sanctions on Iran threaten international law. Gideon Saar, a prominent Israeli politician, shared that representatives of the Netherlands will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza, citing anti-Israel measures by the Dutch government. Balaz News reported that Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar, with the approval of Prime Minister Netanyahu, has ordered Dutch diplomats to leave Israel following the Dutch parliament's ban on trade from beyond the Green Line. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Gaza, Ynet reports that Nikolai Mladenov has expressed concerns over ongoing Israeli strikes. He warns these actions could delay the demilitarization efforts in the region. The Board of Peace officials also accuse both sides of violating agreements. The implications for a long-lasting peace remain uncertain. Turning to Iran, the Jerusalem Post details Iran's demands for the U.S. to accept its terms before reopening the Strait of Hormuz. An IRGC spokesperson emphasized that Iran and Oman have reached an agreement, yet tensions persist. This affects global oil markets significantly, with potential impacts on regional stability. Meanwhile, JNS covered Prime Minister Netanyahu's remarks in Judea and Samaria. Netanyahu predicts a major wave of aliyah and vows to eliminate threats from Iran and its proxies. His statements reinforce Israel's stance on its territorial claims. This could influence future negotiations in the region. In political developments from the U.S., JTA reports that Darlene Graham, sister of Lindsey Graham, secured the GOP Senate nomination. She credits former President Trump for her success. This nomination could strengthen pro-Israel positions within the U.S. Senate. Finally, Axios reports that Syria and Israel are seeking to calm tensions after a recent airbase bombing. Syria condemned the strike, while Israel maintains its stance. This diplomatic maneuvering could pave the way for reduced hostilities in the area. On the economic front, first, Harel Insurance Investments and Financial Services posted a 30% rise in profit for the second quarter, reaching 1 billion shekels, reports Globes. Separately, Israeli aerospace defense company ParaZero has landed its first U.S. government order. Katek notes the company's stock surged over 31% after the announcement. And finally, Walla Business reports that Intercure, a cannabis company in Kibbutz Nir Oz, will receive 230 million shekels in compensation. The stock is soaring as the company continues its rehabilitation efforts. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 8 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.